very much.
Well, Roz, oh, baby pictures?
Actually, these aren't the most flattering.
Oh, nonsense. Baby Alice couldn't possibly take a bad picture. Oh, well, that's just adorable, this silly little one with the jam all over her face.
Well, actually, that's not jam, Fraser. It's baby eczema.
Oh, well, any worry about that? It's the sort of thing is bound to clear up. Or spread.
Just give them back.
Oh, hello, all.
Oh,
Niles.
Baby pictures.
Oh, I don't really want anyone to look at those.
Well, I don't know why not. Botticelli himself couldn't have painted a more perfect angel.
Well, thank you, Niles. She is precious, isn't she?
Anyway, Niles, how did things go with Maris's lawyers?
Oh, cappuccino, please. Maris is determined to prolong my suffering. She's asked to postpone our court date another 8 months.
8 months?
Yes. Last night I was in such a state, I almost wished I had a piano to crawl under.
What?
Oh, it's a habit I developed as a child to combat anxiety. There's something about the safe, dark, protected environment. It seemed comforting to me.
Yes. A week before his first Little League tryout, he practically lived under there.
Well, we all did weird stuff when we were kids.
So, Niles, how did your lawyers respond to this postponement request?
Well, I can tell you they weren't very happy about it. They got on the phone, raised some hell, and got that postponement cut down to 7 months.
Niles, are you serious? You think maybe it's time that you consider getting some new lawyers?
Fire Harrison and Reed. They're the top firm in Seattle.
But they're bleeding you dry. Do you realize that they don't mind these postponements at all? You know, the longer they draw this thing out, the more money they'll get paid.
Oh, you know, I have the perfect person for you to call. My old boyfriend, Donnie. He's a great lawyer.
No offense, Roz, but I highly doubt that your Donnie is in the same league with Harrison and Reed.
Don't be so sure. I mean, he's smart. He's tough. He doesn't take no for an answer. Not that I ever tested that theory.
Now, wait a minute. Are we talking about Donnie Douglas?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Niles, I've read about this guy. He's the one they call the piranha, right?
Yes, but that's partly because he has this night grinding problem that makes his teeth really sharp and tiny.
It's, well, anyway, Niles, I mean, this guy just won a huge case. I mean, he might be just who you need.
I appreciate your concern, but really my situation is not as dire as you are making it out to be.
What's that smell?
What smell?
The one coming out of your briefcase.
Oh, I don't smell anything.
Oh, my God, is this your lunch? A bologna sandwich? And a fruit cocktail? Oh, Niles, do you see what these lawyers have reduced you to? Do you have any idea what they're having for lunch?
I don't know. They don't itemize. They just bill me for the total.
Well.
Donnie should be here any minute. Make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fraser, you really don't have to stay.
Well, I didn't have to come at all, but if I hadn't, you never would have. Well, the office seems nice enough. Might have overdone it on the plants a little. But...
yes. It's excess like this that's destroying the plastic rainforest.
Niles.
Oh. University of Las Vegas. No problem finding tassels for those mortarboards.
Oh.
Will you stop being such a snob? Give this man a chance, for God's sake. And please, will you have a mint? I'm halfway across the room. All I can smell is bologna.
Hey! Oh. How you doing? Donnie Douglas. How are you? Who's
Mr.
who?
Mr. Douglas, I'm Fraser Crane.
Niles. Oh, you're Niles. Fraser Crane?
Yes.
You're Roz's buddy, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you gotta do me a favor, okay? Uh-huh. Tell Roz, finally, I had my teeth capped.
Oh.
See? Back.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell her.
You promise you won't forget?
Oh, not much danger of that.
Okay.
Now, I got to be in court in about 20 minutes, so sit down. Let's get started.
Well, as we discussed on the
phone... Maria, give me my gray suit for court. Go on.
Maris is determined to exhaust my already strained financial resources, and the real injustice...
Yeah, Maria, could you just cancel that 4 o'clock of mine? And would you also put Joe Silva on my call sheet?
I'm listening. Go on.
Maris has no right to be angry with me.
Maria!
You're the best. Thank you so much. Cool. What? Come on, let's go. What?
I'm sorry, I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, don't worry, Maria has that effect on men all the time.
Niles, I think you were about to tell Mr. Douglas about Dr. Shankman.
Right. Well, last year, Maris and I were actually making progress in couples therapy when, to my dismay, I discovered that she and our therapist were...
Oh, my God.
That's right.
This is the best corned beef I have ever tasted. You've got to have a bite of this. Here. Mine's got spicy mustard.
No, thanks.
How about you?
Sorry, mustard allergy.
Mr. Douglas, maybe we'll come back when you have more time.
No. I got the gist. Your wife was doing your shrink, and now she's trying to bleed you with a long free trial. I get it. Who's her lawyer?
Lockhart and Whalen.
Maria, give me Lockhart or Whalen.
Wait. You're calling them?
Yeah, listen, can we just cut through the formalities here?
Okay.
Niles, what you need is a guy like me representing you. What you're in here is a street fight, and you got to know who's covering your back. So what I guarantee you is this. You will never see me unprepared. You will never see me intimidated, and you will never, ever see me throw in the towel. Understand?
I certainly hope not.
I've got Jeff Whalen on line one.
Okay, thank you.
May I have a word with you?
Yes. Whalen! Donnie Douglas here. I'm calling about Niles Crane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't possibly let this man represent me. I'll be humiliated.
Niles, you have got to hear this man out. I'm sorry. This is exactly what you want in a lawyer. Someone who's not afraid to show a little moxie.
Oh, he's an inch away from showing us the full moxie.
You're going to get hit with a countersuit for deliberate infliction of pain and emotional distress. What, you don't think I can win? You call York and McFadden. You see what those bastards have to pay for trying to pull the same crap on a client of mine. You know, we're talking big numbers here, Whalen. You haven't seen so many zeros lined up since Mr. Spock had a book signing. Yeah.
You gotta hear this. Come here.
Well, yes, of course, it's important to be reasonable. I'm sure we can move a few things around and be ready for court by next month. Mr. Douglas.
Yeah?
Does this mean you're now representing Niles Crane?
That's exactly what that means. And Whalen, I'll be in touch about a discovery schedule. Have a nice day.
Mr. Douglas, that was brilliant.
Yes. My goodness, almost makes me wish I was still married to Lilith.
Now, we're probably going to get rolling sometime this week with depositions, so, you know, pick a day, we'll get together, I will prepare you, but it's going to be very low-key, very casual, you know, over dinner, something like that, so, okay?
You're due in court in 10 minutes.
Okay.
And Donnie.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Oh. Jeez, was that there the whole time? That's so embarrassing.
And indeed, I had high hopes for Niles and Maris, as is witnessed by my wedding toast, in which I combined my heartfelt sentiments with apt quotations from Shakespeare, jazz great Louis Armstrong, and the poet Catullus.
And so your answer would be, yes, I attended their wedding. Once again, Fraser, could you try to keep your answers brief?
Well,
Trust me, he did.
All right. Look, I'll try to do better.
I still don't understand why they're deposing Fraser before Niles.
Oh, they like to question friends and family first. They can get as much information as they can to try to catch Niles out in a lie. Now, look, they're also going to allege that during the separation, Niles was wasteful with money.
She's calling me wasteful?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall what she used to do when one of our dogs needed a shampoo?
Yes, she'd fill the bathtub with Avion.
Half the time, she'd just get a new dog.
Anyway, look, Fraser, they might ask you if you witnessed any examples of Niles throwing money around, and your answer would be...
Yes.
No. The answer is not to the best of my recollection.
But I do recall, and I'll be under oath.
Oh, please, not this again.
As you probably figured out, Fraser is a bit of a stickler when it comes to his ethics, and frankly, I applaud him for it.
Oh, great.
More coffee, anyone?
No, thank you, Daphne. I think I'm just about done here. And in fact, I've got a conference call back at the office. I'm just going to check to see if that's still happening. Fraser, why don't you see if there's any more questions in there we haven't done yet, all right?
All right. We've done those. All right. Here's one. Can you recall a specific incident where Maris lost her temper or behaved in a way you'd characterize as volatile or unstable?
You're kidding. No, well, based on what?
Oh, please.
Something wrong?
No, it's okay. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Maria. No. Maris's lawyers, they kill me. I mean, all week long, it's been one desperate ploy after another. This is the best one yet.
What is it?
Oh, now they're claiming alienation of affection.
You're kidding me after what she did?
Yeah, believe it or not, now they're saying that during the marriage, Niles was in love with another woman.
Oh. Who?
Oh, you.
Me?
Dear God.
That's absurd. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous? Well,
not to the best of my recollection.
Why on earth would they think Dr. Crane's in love with me?
Oh, something about a country club ball the two of you attended a few years back.
This is all based on that?
Yeah, you caused quite a stir on the dance floor or something?
Yeah, we were just putting on a show for his snobby friends.
You must have been very convincing because they're going to subpoena you for deposition.
Oh.
Now, look, you know, we can just call their bluff right away. You can come tomorrow morning with Fraser.
It's fine by me.
Okay, great. Now, listen, Daphne, I'm going to have to prepare you for this because lawyers, they can twist your words around. They get a judge to buy it because of the prenup. Maris can really stick it to Niles. But I got this conference call back at the office.
Well, I could come with you.
Oh, great. We'll get it done in about an hour.
Just let me grab my coat. Don't you worry, Dr. Crane.
Now, Fraser, hope you realize they are going to ask you about this business, too.
Me?
Yes, but don't worry. This is one time when your compulsive truth-telling won't get us into any trouble. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it. It's over. It's over, and I've lost. Maris has won. Maris always wins.
Niles.
Niles never wins. Niles always loses. That's why Niles lives at the Shangri-La and drives a hatchback.
Niles, now get a grip. Maris's people are just fishing. We're the only ones who know how you feel about Daphne.
Today, tomorrow, everyone will know, including Daphne. And this is how she's going to find out. I wanted to whisper it to her over a candlelight dinner, not have it read back to her by a court stenographer.
What are you talking about? Frazier's not going to tell.
He's going to be under oath. What if they ask him point blank?
Well, he'll just say no. Right, Fraze? Fraze?
Well, it's not that simple. You heard what he said. I'll be under oath.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
Niles, here. Put your hand between your legs. I'll get you some water.
Niles, you'll be all right. Just take a couple of deep breaths.
If I could take deep breaths, it would mean I could breathe.
You're really not going to go down there tomorrow and blow this for him, are you?
There's nothing I would like to do more than help my brother. I would like to find a way to do it without violating my ethics.
But Maris is responsible for this divorce. Niles' feelings for Daphne has nothing to do with it. Now, if you cover for Niles, you won't be doing anything wrong.
Dad, we are talking about perjury. When is that ever acceptable?
Oh, you want an example? Fine. Let's say, what if there was a comet hurtling towards the Earth?
For God's sake.
And you were the only person who could save the Earth, but the only way you could do it is by lying under oath. Would you do it then?
Who am I lying to, the comet?
Oh, just answer the question.
All right, I suppose that in certain extreme cases...
So, then you'd lie.
To save mankind from a talking comet, yes.
But you won't lie for Niles.
Oh, for God's sake, you make me sound like some sort of insensitive lout who isn't aware that my brother's out there in pain.
Isn't that Niles' water?
I'm just checking to see it's not too cold. Niles? Niles?
I'm over here.
The piano, Niles. Please, please, just come out from under there. Things are not that bad.
Not that bad. Daphne is going to find out about this.
Not if you crawl out before she gets home.
Niles, please, come out here. Now, come on.
Why should I? There's nothing for me out there. It's all lawyers and ex-wives and broken hearts. All I have to contend with under here is a couple of dust bunnies. And some cobwebs. Some kind of a nest. God, doesn't your vacuum come with any attachments?
Oh. All right, just sit tight and I'll get your wet cloth. Well, look what you've done. I hope you're happy now.
Well, do you really want to see me lying under oath?
Well, it's better than seeing your brother lying under a piano.
You know, I can't believe you're being so casual about this. You realize you're asking me to do something completely unethical?
Oh, for God's sake, nobody's even going to know.
Yes, but that's the point. Ethics are what we do when no one else is looking. For heaven's sake, I learned that from you. Are you saying you wouldn't have any trouble with this?
Niles.
There.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. One time when I was on the force, I saw a guy shoot somebody. When we caught him, I started to read him his rights, but he slipped out of his cuffs and he swung at me, so I didn't get a chance to finish. 2 months later, I'm on the stand, and his lawyer asked me if I read him his rights in full. Now, if I say no, this guy walks. And this guy's been in and out of jail all his life. He could have read me his rights. So I say, yes, I did. I read him in full. I lied under oath. Now, you might think that I did an unethical thing, but there's not a doubt in my mind that I did the right thing.
Well, Dad, I'm still not sure what I'm going to do.
Why do you have to make everything so complicated?
I don't know. I just know that I'm never going to figure out anything with you barking in my ear.
Well, where are you going?
To get some air.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Run away, just like you always do. Boy, I sometimes don't understand your brother. I guess some of us can deal with a tough situation head on, and others just need an escape.
Dr. Crane, they'll be ready for you in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Fraser.
Hey, have you,
Niles, no, not yet. Daphne's still in the conference room. Place is slithering with Maris's lawyers.
Oh, yeah. Never a mongoose around when you need one. Listen, Fraser, I'm sorry I ever put you in this position.
Niles, it's not your fault.
No, listen, I thought a lot about this last night, and I realized the way I was carrying on yesterday was just making it harder for you to do whatever you feel is the right thing.
Well, to be honest, I'm still not really sure what the right thing is.
Well, if it makes any difference, I've decided to tell Donnie everything about Daphne.
Really?
Yes, and he can proceed however he sees fit.
But why, Niles?
Well, I started to wonder, maybe my feelings for Daphne did affect my marriage. Maybe on some intuitive level, Maris knew all along. I can't be certain that that's not what drove her to Shankman.
Listen to me. The only reason that marriage lasted as long as it did was because of the effort that you put into it. From the moment you slipped that ring onto her bony finger and it slipped right off again. There is no way that this divorce is your fault.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Okay, Fraser. Oh, Niles. Okay, good. Fraser, they're just about ready for you. Wait for me outside the conference room, will you? And don't go in without me. I want a word alone with your brother here.
Right. Wish there was something I could do, Niles.
Well, there is. When you go home this afternoon, leave a bottle of sherry under the piano.
Wait for me. Okay. All right, Niles, I'm really glad you're here. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, Donnie, I need to talk to you, too.
No, me first. Now, the only way that this relationship is going to work, Niles, if we're completely honest with each other.
I agree.
Well, I've been doing a little digging. I've been finding out you've been holding out on me.
And I'm very sorry about that.
Well, why didn't you tell me that's where Maris's money came from?
It's never easy. Maris's money?
Yeah. I mean, you told me that Maris's family money came from timber?
It did. It did come from timber.
Oh, that's what you really think.
Well, of course, it's true.
And that's what all of Maris's friends think, too? All those country club snobs who would kill for a good piece of dirt on someone?
What are you talking about? If her family money didn't come from timber, where did it come from? Urinal cakes?
Don't believe this. All these years, the doyen of Seattle's elite, looking down her nose at everyone in sight, she owes it all to this.
She's managed to have her urinal cake and eat it too.
As I think we now have what's known in the legal profession as a bargaining chip.
Oh, are you kidding? She'd give anything to keep this quiet.
All right, let me go talk to Maris's lawyers.
No, 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 no. There's some news you want to deliver yourself, may I?
Absolutely.
Hello, Marta. Like to speak to Maris. Oh, why not? Ah. She's in the final level of her guru's serenity training, the week-long vow of silence, day 6. No, 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 Marta, that's all right. She doesn't have to come to the phone. Just give her this message. I've flushed out her family secret. Hello, Maris. I can't remember the last time I felt this way. The air is sweeter, colors are brighter. It's as if my very senses have come alive.
That makes perfect sense, Niles. You've just won your life back.
Oh, wait, Fraser, watch this. Excuse me. Today's special blend, Jamaican Blue Mountain.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Niles, that was very good. That's my favorite. Yes.
Well done.
The beans were gathered on the shady side of the northern slope.
Don't push it.
I still can't believe this is all over. And I never dreamed I'd get a settlement like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to get my whole life back. My apartment, my car. I owe it all to one amazing man.
Well, thank you, Niles, but I can't take all the credit.
I know, you're thinking of Donnie.
Well, don't think I'm not grateful for all you did.
You know, actually, tell the truth. I mean, if it hadn't been for me badgering you into changing your lawyers, Donnie Douglas never would have come into your life. Of course, we mustn't forget Roz's part in all of this.
Waiter, who understands why anything happens? I mean, it's remarkable how completely one's life can change in an instant.
Oh, Niles. Hi, you two.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Oh, congratulations, Dr. Crane. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Daphne.
Well, what are you two doing here together?
Oh, well, you know, after we worked on the definition. We got a little hungry.
And you took me out to dinner and we talked.
Too much wine and we laughed a little too
much. Oh, listen to us. We sound like an old married couple.
I know. You know, Fraser, if you hadn't brought Niles to the office, then none of this would have happened. I guess I owe you one.
Well, now we mustn't forget Roz's part in all of this.
That scent is wonderful. What is that?
Cherry bark and almonds. Oh.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.